It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship on this 12th of February in the morning time. And we're glad that you're with us this morning. Thank you, Facebook family, for joining us as well. We have a short worship this morning. We have health guests that are leaving, and we need to do the wonderful privilege of having them sent off properly, and they have a long trip ahead of them. So we're just going to have a devotional thought this morning after we have our opening song and our opening prayer. I should say opening prayer and opening song. So let's do that right now. God bless you, my wife.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your loving protection throughout the night. And now as we go into today's broadcast, we ask for your Holy Spirit to come and abide with us. Give us fresh manna from heaven as we hear the open word spoken by our pastor, asking that you would anoint him with your words and fill him with your spirit. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about
it's about time.
All right. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you very much for this beautiful day. We ask for the Holy Spirit to be with us now. Thank you for your kindness and grace, and be with us as we have our devotion this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I'd like to remind you that if you would like to call into this devotional, you can do so by just texting at this time. You can send a text to 720-820-1429, and then where you have to type in some words for the text, just type in, call me, and then send it, and it will respond. We're reading Luke 2:49, and he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business? We are not going to have a longer traditional worship time. We have wonderful health guests that are leaving the wellness retreat here at Torso Ministry today, and we have to be prepared to send them off properly. They have to leave early this morning. So we're going to enjoy this wonderful reading from Homeward Bound, and it comes from Desire of Ages, pages 81 and 82, but it's entitled, My Father's Business. How is it that ye sought me, answered Jesus? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And as they seemed not to understand his words, he pointed upward. On his face was a light at which they wondered. Divinity was flashing through humanity. On finding him in the temple, they had listened to what was passing between him and the rabbi, and they were astonished at his questions and answers. His words started a train of thought that would never be forgotten. It was natural for the parents of Jesus to look upon him as their own child. He was daily with them. His life in many respects was like that of other children, and it was difficult for them to realize that he was the Son of God. They were in danger of failing to appreciate the blessing granted them in the presence of the world's Redeemer. The grief of their separation from him and the gentle reproof which his words conveyed were designed to impress them with the sacredness of their trust. In the answer to his mother, Jesus showed for the first time that he understood his relation to God. Before his birth, the angel had said to Mary, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. These words Mary had pondered in her heart, yet while she believed that her child was to be Israel's Messiah, she did not comprehend his mission. Now she did not understand his words, but she knew that he had disclaimed kinship to Joseph and had declared his sonship to God. Jesus did not ignore his relation to his earthly parents. From Jerusalem, he returned home with them and aided them in their life of toil. He hid in his own heart the mystery of his mission, waiting submissively for the appointed time for him to enter upon his work. For 18 years after he had recognized that he was the Son of God, he acknowledged the tie that bound him to the home at Nazareth and performed the duties of a son, a brother, a friend, and a citizen. My friends, we must be about our Father's business, and people may not always understand the mission. They might even understand we have a calling, but they may not understand the nature of that calling. We must be faithful, and as we are faithful, we won't be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. We will still be a blessing to people in practical ways, although we have a divine mission ahead of us. That mission is to prepare for Jesus' coming, to spread the last warning message, which you will find in the Bible to be three angels' messages, and the third being including a final test upon God's people, upon all the world. We just pray that today you'll be blessed and that you'll have a wonderful spirit-filled day. We're going to close out with prayer at this time, my brothers and sisters, and we just wish you God's richest blessings, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for all your mercies and kindness. And we just pray that as we move forward with our day, that your Holy Spirit will fill us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you. Closing song will close us out, and may God be with you today.
I will trust in the Lord.